Hello, and thank you for choosing this podcast. My name is Brian McGettrick. I'm a writer living and working in Belfast, in Ireland. I'm going to read a sample of four poems from my first collection, Everything Else We Must Endure. I'll go ahead with the poems and afterward give you some details about the book. First poem I'd like to read from the collection is the first poem in the book as well, and it's In Those Sunless Rooms. In those sunless rooms with the wounded and lost, reinventing and rehashing broken aims, the repetition creating a bond. In those sunless rooms, the symphonic touch of ice against glass accompanies heavy hands hitting the bar like starter pistols, and the easy laughter of those who have truly given up. In those sunless rooms, the women will drink as much as the men, but have the capacity to inject more venom into any situation, theirs being a slow-burning contempt. In those sunless rooms, among the rot and the mice and the mirrors reflecting the devil's relieved face, among the urinals and ashtrays, you and I wrote this down. Second poem is, I found out over coffee, a Danish, and a donut. Let's try to keep the kids out of this one. Let's try to be a little less brutal and unkind. Let's try to discuss like adults our momentary loathing for one another. Stunted adjectives used as plotting points back from rigged misconceptions. Clear mornings and coffee. How can love, with all its intricacies, cradle me now? Hounded, bound, ruined, cast out. Men, convulsed and exhausted by compulsory overtime, use the remainder of their courage to get home, eat, then drink, to anaesthetise the all-over ache and quiet the growl in their heads. Wives and children remain on the periphery. The score in the game doesn't matter. Sleep is no refuge. Tomorrow they'll abandon themselves again, and without time for a single thought, become indistinguishable from machines. The last poem from the collection that I'd like to read is entitled My Masterpiece. She is sitting beside me now, painting, with green, yellow, purple and pink, mixing them all together on the page. There is a small stuffed toy between us, and she lets me know that she's a good painter. I nod and agree, telling her it's a masterpiece. But she disagrees. It's not a masterpiece. It's a butterfly. And again, I have to agree. It's just a small sample from, as I say, my first collection, entitled Everything Else We Must Endure. The book has been published by Sunny Outside, an independent publishing company based in Buffalo, New York. It's owned and run by David McNamara. Book design was by David McNamara, the cover painting by Jonathan Barkin, and the cover lettering by Anne Montez. It can be obtained from Sunny Outside, and the web address there is all the W's, .sunnyoutside.com, and there's also various reviews there if you're interested. Other stockists include Small Press Distribution at all the W's, SPD.org, and powellsbooks.com, or Amazon, if that's your thing. If you're in the Belfast area at all, No Alibis, a great bookshop in Botanic Avenue, have also kindly stocking the book. If you're an EU or UK resident and find the shipping from the States a bit pricey, do drop me a line and we'll definitely work out a way, you know, to get you the book if you're interested. I can be reached at brian@tenpointdesign.com. tenpointdesign.com. Thanks very much for your patience. If you've listened this far, then I appreciate it. And just so the podcast isn't really short. I'm going to read a few more poems of previously published work for you. There's two here from The Stinging Fly, a great Dublin-based poetry and short story magazine. The first one is entitled All Right. Everything will be all right. You nearly spat on me forcing this lie out. Then I crack the seal on another bottle. The sound it makes is like a thousand bones breaking. Then I sit back and take a good long drink, unwilling to believe in a clear, doubtless existence. Conservation of feeling. Within the meaning of I love you, there is the ripped and bound heart that always was. It simply waited past everyone and everything else. Captured under Mercury's old light, all our past wars are fading, sliding off the plastic black guttering. An act of love so all-consuming that the dissimilar details fade away. Last poem I'd like to read was published by Tangerine Press, based in England. It's entitled, The Coffee's Bitter Here. The small ball comes to a stop against my shoe, and the waitress following behind the child as she collects her ball asks, More coffee? No, thanks. Fresh pot? No, really, it's... But she's already moving away from me, semi-concealed in this impractical red booth, as a selfish sun beams in. That's me. Thanks again for listening. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. And if any of the poems you liked, I hope maybe you'll take the time and go and get the book. Thanks very much again.